What up?
What's up, fuck fam?
Fuck fam.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Episode 11 of
Girls Gone
Wild. Did you just forget the name of our podcast, Jade?
I blanked out.
I could tell from your face, literally, because you have this look in your face whenever you blank out, and I saw it. I was like, did this girl just fucking forget the name of our podcast? I'm fucking dead.
Caught me at a blank moment there.
It's okay.
Read a little moment.
Okay. You're forgiven.
A little vulnerable.
Start all over. It's fine. Start anew. What up, fuck fam?
What up, fuck fam?
What up?
So, Kat, how are you feeling?
Yo.
How are you feeling?
Jade, can I tell you the truth?
Yeah?
Yo, I'm going to be honest with the fuck fam and you. I'm struggling.
Okay. Oh my God. Yeah, you look like you're shaking right now.
I'm struggling a little bit, but it's not for the reason why you probably, like, this is, and we need to talk about this. We need to have a whole ass conversation about this.
A mental struggle?
Or no, this is a physical struggle.
A physical struggle. Okay, yes. This is different. This is like a noob game.
All right.
Okay.
Yo, I haven't pooped in like a week.
A week?
Yep.
Why?
What? I'm wearing all these clothes right now because I'm so bloated because I haven't pooped in like a week. And I really think this is a fucking problem. Okay, let me tell you.
Okay.
I've been hanging out with this guy.
Okay, oh shit.
For like a week.
Okay.
Like, he lives really close to me. He's really cool. We have a lot of fun. And we've been hanging out a lot. Like, I've been sleeping over at his place. But dude, I cannot fucking poop in front of him.
Because?
Just because it makes me nervous. Do you poop in front of guys?
Yes.
You do?
I do. Because I think they should, you know, it's comforting.
Okay, hold on. Like, as a power move?
I don't know. Because I feel like every new place I go to, I just shit in it.
Wait. So, like, even if it's a guy that you just met. Because me and him just started hanging out.
I can't control my bodily functions. If I gotta go, I gotta go, Kat. I can't hold it in like you. Like, I don't know how you hold it in for 4 days, 5 days. You're crazy. How do you do that?
Like, I'm sweating right now. I'm fucking sweating right now. Fucking sweating. No, okay. This is how it works. It's like, okay.
You're disciplined. Very disciplined.
I hold it in.
Yeah.
Because for me, it's like already kind of hard for me to go. Like, when I go, I need to go. And if I hold it in, it's just like, it just goes away. Until the next time. And then I'm like, oh, and then like I'm at his place. No, I literally tried to go in his bathroom and I tried to go and I couldn't because I was so nervous.
Oh,
it's like my body.
That he'll smell it or?
No, just that he, I don't know, just like that he's out there.
You don't want him to hear the plops.
The maybe. Bloop, bloop, that. Just the everything. The everything about pooping.
Okay, freaks me the fuck
out. And I don't know how to like combat that.
But I feel like at a certain point, you're going to have to, like, be your full pooping self in front of him.
Yeah. So I think it's because with my ex-boyfriend, like, he basically lived with me. But, like, I would never poop in front of him. But I definitely got to a point where, like, I was able to just be like, go into the other room. I'm pooping.
You don't even fart in front of him?
No.
Not even have one slip. Like, look, like, nothing.
I mean, maybe I have, but like, no, not like, I don't. Mm-mm. Do you? Wait, do you?
Yeah, I fart on the dudes I date. Like, I fart on them. Like, literally on. I sit on them and I fart on them. And I make it loud. I make it like.
It's
like, boom. And then it's like a tornado. And then they're just stuck there. And they just look at me like.
Wait, is this why? Like a.
They contemplate their whole life. Why?
Wait, how soon into like seeing someone do you do this to them?
Like, usually after you bang them for like 3 to 4 months.
After 3 to 4 months, after you start farting on them?
Yeah, once you get at that comfort stage, after like you guys have been seeing each other for a good 3 to 4 months, you guys know each other fully, then I'm just like, you're gonna accept me for everything. So
I never on purpose, like, maybe it's happened on accident, but like, okay, I know. Okay, so with my ex, I would always make him leave the room. So
wait, the
whole ass room.
The whole room. Okay. You have to go pretty far.
You have to go all the way there.
You have to go outside. You make him wait outside like a dog. Like, hey, I gotta poo.
What? Actually, When we were in a one bedroom apartment, there was one time where I made him go out in the hallway. Oh, no. Where I did make him go out into the hallway.
So was he just sitting in the hallway halls like this?
It was just for a second because I was just like, I was like, I have to do something private right now. Please go out.
But he knew.
Yeah, he knew. Oh, he knew. Like, okay. But like, I just like, for me, it's like a mental thing. Like, I feel like they look at you differently if you start doing all that shit in front of them.
Do you think they look at you differently?
I think they do.
Like, how so?
I don't know. Fuck them.
I'm trying to understand.
Okay, because when you're in like a healthy relationship and you have like a healthy sexual relationship, right? They see you in like a sexual way. Okay. But if you start like farting on them and pooping in front of them and like pissing all over them like they're fucking a fire hydrant, how the fuck are they supposed to get turned on in bed?
But I think that's what eventually when you reach like the husband and wife stage, you gotta do that every day. When you live with someone for like 5 to 10 years, they're gonna like eventually wipe your ass one day.
Oh God.
Yeah, real. Like if you wanna like long term forever with someone, that's you're gonna true. Have to like help them at like vulnerable times, like when they just something happens, you just gotta clean up after. If they have like diarrhea or they vomit on the floor or something, you gotta clean up after them.
Here's
right?
the thing, I don't mind like if they do it because like,
and then you clean up after them.
Yeah, like I, because like with my exes, like they were, because they're guys, like, you know, then they can do whatever, but like I just like as the girl, I always felt like I had to be the image of a girl and not like stray from that.
But okay.
I'm not gonna lie, it's fucking uncomfortable, as you can see right now in the position that I'm sitting. I'm like so backed up. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah, because like you're playing like the perfect cyborg right now.
Yeah,
like
I am. I'm playing the Stepford wife right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the ideal, like the ones that don't fart. Should I just the ones that don't poo? It's like living a perfect.
Should I just
smelling good life?
Should I just be like you? Should I just fucking fuck it? Fuck it all.
I mean, to get a reaction to see if they really like
okay.
still fuck with you. I do that as like, you know, if you fuck with me, I'm gonna fart on you.
Fart on you.
The little earthquake, you know?
Wait, do they think it's cute?
Honestly, they just take it like no, like they just.
What was the reaction? I need to like do a thought experiment
they're
in my
like,
head
they're
first.
Like, oh, I can't believe that came out of you.
Really?
Yeah, they're like,
does
oh,
it
I didn't
smell?
No, they're very loud. So the loud like, so it doesn't smell. It just produces a lot of fucking noise.
Okay.
Yeah, but sometimes I have quiet ones, and those are the ones that
yeah,
really
the
smell.
Quiet ones really smell.
Yeah, but most of the time I just do loud ones because it's funny.
Maybe I'll just like from now, because maybe I'll just go into the bathroom and do
and
what
fart?
I need. Yeah, sure.
And shit or. Well, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to, you know, help your shitting, you can, like, do some anal enema stuff.
You want me to do anal with
him? I mean,
him
you could try
so
it.
So I can start shitting?
You could
so
you want help
me,
you?
So you want me to shit on his dick?
To go down the pipe better. To make it smoother for a new experience, for your own well-being and his well-being at the
Jade,
same time.
Jade, I can't even shit when he's in the other room. You want him to enter my asshole so I can shit on his dick? That to be the start of our new relationship.
Won't that bring you closer? hey, for Thanksgiving, huh? for Thanksgiving. Bring in the turkey. Stuff me, daddy.
That's so fucking dead. Bring in the turkey. Oh, my God. The Thanksgiving that keeps on giving.
Yes.
Anal for Thanksgiving?
Anal for Thanksgiving. Are you going to try it? Maybe.
Should
to make
we?
You feel get, to make you feel better because you can't poo.
I feel like I probably need to like clean myself out before. I mean, I'm not opposed to doing anal for Thanksgiving if that's what he wants to do.
Would you make him do the enema or you would do it yourself?
The fuck? I would do it myself. Why the fuck would he give me an enema? Has a guy ever given you an enema?
I don't know. I never tried. I have no idea what it's like.
I've
just seen it in porn.
Oh.
I've seen it in porn. They just do like the sucky cup thingy and then they push it out and then they like suck your poop out and then you get rid of it. I think they put water in it too. Oh yeah, they flush water in it, and then it's like
in
a
the
suction cup. Yeah, and then they suck all the shit out.
This is porn?
Yeah,
what
I
kind of
it's
porn
in Japanese hentai.
What the
so
fuck?
So then they prep the ass, and then that's when they do anal.
Oh.
Yeah, they do the glass. It's like a glass pipe. It's pretty cool.
No, I think I might just like take a laxative and try to get everything out, and then not eat the day. Of okay. Which is gonna be suck because if we do it on Thanksgiving I'm gonna want to eat, but maybe we can do like morning anal
oh.
and then and then have Thanksgiving dinner. So like in the morning, wake up, the night before I'll do the laxative. Okay. In the morning, wake up, get everything out, clean myself up, then we'll do anal, and then by afternoon we can eat and like have a good time.
Hey, that sounds like a good schedule. I think you got it down. I think you know what you're doing.
I think we Thanksgiving plans.
Anal?
Okay. Anal for Thanksgiving. Ooh.
Do you think you'd be down to try it though?
Anal?
Yeah.
I feel like any guy is okay with anal. Like if you hey, do you want to like stick your dick up my ass? He's not going to be like, no, I don't like it.
That's true. I'm just like scared of the pain.
So I've done anal like a couple times. With my ex, I did anal the most, but that's because he had a really small dick. Like it was like, honestly, it was like my pinky, which is not bad. It's fine because he like knew how to use it, but like, that's the reason why we were able to do it more, because I honestly didn't really even feel it. Well, okay, I did, but it just wasn't that bad.
Okay, but so with the small dick, it doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt, no. And also, like, you have to learn how to relax, because with anal, if you tense up, the more you tense up and the more you anticipate pain, the more it hurts. You have to relax. Like, you have to actually even, like, push out a little bit so that, like, it can enter in you. Because actually, your butthole is... How am I such an anal expert?
Anal expert. Cat the anal expert 101. I'm learning so much right now.
The butthole is actually like a rubber band. It can expand and like contract really easily. Okay. Even more than the vagina, actually. Mm. Yeah. If you relax it well enough.
Okay.
So you have to really relax, like breathe out, kind of push out, and then just like let the dick go in. Whoa. Use a lot of lube too. And then also like it helps if you're like really sexually turned on. Because if you're sexually turned on, then you're not like tensing up, you know?
Does it feel good? Do you prefer vaginal or asshole?
No, vaginal.
Vaginal all the way?
Ass sex is good if you like want to spice it up, and it's like, you know, because it's like you feel like you're filled up everywhere, right?
Oh.
Yeah, that's why I think girls enjoy anal or like double penetration, because it's like, oh, I'm so turned on because it's like every hole is filled, right? Right?
Okay.
But there's really like, for girls, there's no G-spot in your asshole.
There's no G-spot.
No.
Only for guys, right?
Only for guys, right? Okay. So for guys...
It's like near the balls?
I think it's near like... It's between the dick and the...
And the balls.
And the... it's at the base of... Wait, hold on.
No. It's at the... Between the balls and the ass.
Between the balls
and the
ass.
It's called the perineum.
Perineum.
Let's go.
Sorry, Zach. I got excited. It's like the perineum. The perineum.
It's like, where's the guy's G-spot?
Perineum. And then it's called the prostate.
Oh, okay. But prostate?
The prostate is the gland that you milk to make him have an orgasm. But then the perineum, I think, is the area where the prostate is located.
So you just rub it.
So you put your finger in his asshole, and I think you're supposed to make a come here motion.
Oh, it's like similar to the G-spot of a girl.
Kind of like the G-spot of a girl. I think so. Watch all, like, if we have any gay viewers, they're like, honey, that is not what happens.
Hey, I'm learning.
We need to have a gay guy on the show to teach us how to milk a prostate.
Oh, yo. So this.
That'd be nice, actually. Huh.
Hey, we should do that.
We should do that.
Yo.
Wow. Okay.
Good idea.
Yeah, good idea.
Gay guys just know how to suck dick, like, and do everything with dick so good.
Yeah, I mean, I think that if I was a straight guy, I might want to get my dick sucked by a gay guy at least once.
Just to try it out.
Just to try it out, yeah. You know? Like, just like if you're a girl, you should probably get your pussy licked by a girl just at least once.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yep. Yeah, so that's to put on the to-do list, which is to get a gay guy on here so we can better learn how to pleasure guys. I mean, I'm pretty sure, like, we're good at it, but we can always
improve.
There's always room for improvement. You know?
We could be, like, sex gods after we learn from a gay guy.
Exactly. Like, the world is not ready for us.
Oh, here, there's one thing I did learn from a gay guy.
Okay, what is
it? Okay. So, when you're giving a blowjob, and when you're doing deep throat, how to not gag is to do this with your hand and to put your thumb in between like this and clench while you're giving deep throat, so you can go deeper, so you won't have a gag reflex. So this is like the hack.
Wait, this is but
so you put your thumb inside your fist like this and you clench.
Is it like a it controls your gag reflex, or is it like a mental thing?
Apparently it can control your gag reflex, says the gay guy.
I'm not gonna lie, I don't really have a gag reflex.
Oh, then you're good. Let's go. Yo, you pro already. You don't even need that. Throw that out the window.
No, I mean, like, very rarely do I gag. But do you have a really sensitive gag reflex?
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sensitive.
Oh, do you? But yeah. You know what? I think guys like it. Like, sometimes I force myself to gag because I feel like it's hot for the guys. They like.
They want to see you choke?
Yeah. Yeah.
Guys are psychopaths. Yeah,
here's the psychology behind it. They want to see you choke on their dick because it makes their dick feel fucking huge in your mouth. It's the fucking ego, Jade.
Okay.
They're like, oh yeah, my dick is so big. Like, I'm stuffing in your mouth and it's making you choke. Don't you like that, you dirty little fucking slut?
That's so true, man. Guys are in their egos.
Yeah, they're in their heads. Yeah. I mean, it might feel good to be able to deep throat it really deep down in your throat, because I'm sure they like it hitting in the back of your throat, but I'm sure they also like it choking you because it makes them feel good about their dick.
Wow.
Like with my ex, the one that had a really small dick, I would pretend choke on his dick.
Wow, you make him feel so good.
Yeah.
He's a lucky guy.
I'm so fucking
nice.
He's
a really lucky guy.
Yeah, not anymore because we're over.
But he was lucky. Wow. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you pretend to choke on his dick every time, though?
Not every time. Towards the end, I didn't, because I just didn't care anymore. Towards the end, I didn't pretend anything.
In the end, did he know that you were pretending?
I mean, towards the end, we just didn't have sex anymore. Oh. So I didn't pretend anything. Oh. I just lost interest, period.
Oh, wow.
Because I think, like, if the relationship is doing well, you should be having pretty regular sex.
Because it means that you guys are so into each other. It's the passion, everything, right?
Yeah. And, like, even if there's, like, your past, like, that stage, you should still be having regular sex just because, like, I don't know, like,
people fuck.
People fuck.
People
yeah,
fuck.
Like,
it's
like
a human thing.
Like, I like, sex is a pretty nice pastime for me, at least. I don't know. When you're in a relationship, does the sex like fizzle out for you?
No, I like banging. I like banging too.
Yeah, I like banging too. Yeah,
it feels good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a good pastime.
It is a good pastime.
It relieves stress.
It does.
You know?
It makes your skin glow.
Oh, yeah.
It does.
Is that why your skin's glowing?
Yeah, because I've been having a lot of sex.
Yeah?
Yeah, but not pooping enough. So it's balanced.
It's all about balance,
guys. It's all about balance.
Oh, man.
All right. So we're going to anal for Thanksgiving. I'm going to report back and let you guys know how it is.
Yeah.
After Thanksgiving, let you know. I'm going to record it, and I'm going to send it to Jade right after.
Yes.
I'm going to call Jade. I'm going to FaceTime Jade while I'm getting penetrated anally.
I'm going to be the third wheel and watch this happen.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch.
Yep. Let's go, cheerleader. Let's go. Yep, come on, Kat. Yep.
Take it. Take it. Take it like a champ.
Take the dick. Take in the dick. Butt. Go do it slowly.
Wait, so you've never done anal, right?
I never done anal. I'm scared. Honestly just scared of the pain, and I'm just scared.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Honestly, like with guy, I've only been with one guy who said he really actually liked anal. For the rest of the guys, they're like, oh, like it's okay, but and like it's something different to do, but they all prefer vaginal sex more than anal because like it just feels like, I feel like they just like how the vagina feels better. It's like wetter. It's
wet, slippery.
Yeah, slippery, like, whatever. All right, Jade.
Yeah.
I have another story to tell you.
I'm ready. This is an
actual story.
Okay.
It's pretty funny. So recently I've been trying to work on our Facebook page to create ads. Like I want to build like a Facebook presence to promote our brand and also to maybe monetize off of our videos. But anyway, so I'm setting up our Facebook page. And I'm trying to learn how to run ads for Girls Gone Wireless. There's like different clips that you can put up. You can target different people. So I decide that I'm going to put up like our most risque ad or our most risque clip, which is us talking about sex. Like our last clip where I'm saying the type of sex that I like and the type of sex you like. Because that's like a really spicy one, right?
That is spicy.
And I target men from the ages of 18 to 44. That's like my main target.
Okay.
I pay for the ad and I run it. And then the next couple days I start getting these really weird WhatsApp messages. And I'm having to block a bunch of numbers from out of the country from like India and stuff. I'm like, "What is up with these WhatsApp messages?" And I'm getting calls too.
Okay.
So this is what your girl actually did.
Oh no. Oh no.
I set up Girls Gone Wild accidentally as a business And the call to action for the ad was my number.
No!
Connected to WhatsApp.
Girls Gone Wild?
No, I accidentally set up Girls Gone Wireless, not as a podcast, but as a service.
Oh my God.
I set it up because on Facebook, you can have a business. So they think that Girls Gone Wireless, and I had the clip of us talking about sex. So they're calling us probably thinking that we're a call girl agency, right?
Yeah.
Because the call to action, the button that you click, the call to action is a phone number.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry, Jade. I accidentally solicited us on Facebook.
How many people texted you? I'm curious.
A lot. Holy. So in case Girls Gone Wireless doesn't work out, Jade, at least we have a career being call girls. And at least now I know we can
average. In India.
I have to say that our main demographic were Indian people. From India. There were some Russians as well, but the Indians really fucking love us.
They fuck
Jade.
With us, huh?
They fuck with us hard.
Hard. Wait, you just wake up one day and you just see a bunch of Indian guys' messages in your WhatsApp.
Yeah, I woke up like it was two nights after, so the ad had been running for 2 days, 48 hours. And like I actually woke up in the middle of the night because there was someone just calling repeatedly. And it was like the number was super long, but it was like a brown guy, like an Indian guy in the picture. Mm. I was like, what the fuck is up with that? So like I didn't realize until literally a couple days ago, because I have a friend, he works at Facebook, and I was having him like I had him like look at our ads. I was like, it doesn't seem like these like nobody's liking our page. Why isn't anyone liking our page? It's saying that our video is getting a lot of impressions. And he's like looking at our video and he's like, holy shit, people are actually staying to watch the video because you can see how long they watch the video for. And he's like, you know, people watch the video up to like 15 seconds. Usually once people like click on the video, it drops. Like they just click away. People are actually watching your video. And I was like, well, why aren't people engaging and liking our page? And he was like, Kat, it's because your call to action is not liking the page, it's calling your number.
Wow.
And you have it set up, you have you guys set up as a service business, not as a podcast.
Wow. What did they text you? What were the messages that I text you?
Hello. Hi baby.
Hi?
a lot of highs, a lot of babies, a lot of babies, a lot of just calls, straight up calls.
Wow. Video calls? Every
yeah,
call?
Video calls. Oh that too. God. Yeah, yeah. So I took down the ad and I changed our Facebook to podcast now. So now we're a legitimate podcast. Oh, nice. But for a while, I was soliciting us.
We were a service business.
We're a service
fast based food restaurant.
Girls Gone Wireless was yeah. a service.
Oh, man.
My bad.
That's funny.
So anyways, yeah, if this business ever tanks, we have another one under the belt. Mm-hmm. Just know that we will never starve. We always got a backup. So actually, fuck fam, you guys should go on Facebook and check us out. Give us a like, hit that subscribe button, thank you, link down below. All right, Jade, tell me what's been going on with you.
All right, so a sequel from two episodes ago.
Oh, okay.
We're doing scenes now in school. I'm in acting school.
Okay.
So I was doing a monologue, but then like the pro students were doing scenes earlier. They started with the scenes first. So okay. We have an example to watch. Okay.
Okay.
So my little acting crush.
Oh, is this a psychopath?
The psychopath.
Oh, fucking A. Okay.
This psychopath had two girl scene partners and they're all doing the same play. So they're basically doing like a threesome kind of thing. Like it's really fucked up. Like this play is fucked up.
Okay.
So during the scene, he went up with this girl and there was so much sexual tension, like so much sexual tension. And that like three quarters of the way in, they did like this long makeout session. And I was just shocked. Like I was sad, man. I was sad. I was heartbroken.
Were you crying?
I was just watching. I was just like analyzing and watching the whole time. Like,
damn, that's creepy. That's scary.
This is
how
you
watching
act,
like
huh?
that? Were you watching like that?
Yeah, I was watching like that. I was like breathing really heavily. Like, I was like clenching my fists a bit. I was sweating.
Doing the Arthur clench, the Arthur fist, the Arthur clench. Okay. Yeah, the Arthur fist.
So that's what happened. And then I just avoided him since then because I was sad.
Have you written him off? Is this enough for him to write you off? Or for you to write him off? I'm sorry.
I don't know. Do you think I should write him off? I'm not sure yet. I'm still like, I'm in the avoiding phase. Like, I'm just running away right now.
You should have written him off when he faked a seizure on your motherfucking couch. Okay? You don't write him off for doing a scene because he's an actor. Oh, you write him off for all the weird shit that he did before.
You have a point.
Right?
But
right.
That shit hurt the most.
Oh, okay. The shit with this. Okay, but let me tell you this. You're an actress, right? Like, you're in acting school. If you date another actor, you're going to have to come to terms with the fact that they're going to be doing love scenes and sex scenes with other people. You cannot always be their scene partner.
That sucks.
In fact, you will probably never be their scene partner, because if I was a director, I probably wouldn't want to hire, like, a boyfriend and girlfriend to play each other's, you know?
But doesn't that make it more, like, spicy?
I feel like it would bring work home and then home to work, and that would just be too much, right? Like, there would have to be some type of separation if I was like a director or producer. I'm sure, not that this makes it better for you, but I'm sure that people have met on set before, mm-hmm. done love scenes and fallen in love with each other.
It happens.
Yeah, it does.
It happens because you make it so vulnerable. You get so, like, the doors just open up.
But that's why you don't date an actor. You should date the director so he can put you in these movies and scenes, or the producer. You always want to date people of, you know, empowered, Jade. Don't date the fucking actor. Don't
you're
date,
right. Right. You're right. This is back to our principles. Back we gotta to, go back to our principles.
Go, let's go back to the basics, fuck fam. Okay.
The basics.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's true. Gotta date up. Empower.
Yeah. Okay. Hypergamy? What is it called? Hypergamy? You gotta date up.
Is it called hypergamy?
I think it's...
Let's call it hypergamy.
Hypergamy. We're going to get fucking slaughtered for this shit. I'm going to clip it up, put it on TikTok. Come get us, baby.
Come get us, baby.
Give us
the hate. Let's go.
Let's go, baby. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to just move on then.
I think you should move on. You should move on. But also... Yeah, just move on. I don't think that he's good for you. I think that he's... a fucking psychopath. All of our friends that we've talked to think he's so, like, just from the story, think they're concerned for you, Jade. They're like, Jade shouldn't hang out with him anymore. Like, we don't want to see her dead. Like, she's gonna get chopped up into pieces.
Yeah, even my professor said that.
Well, there you go. Well, there you go.
Yep. Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Kat.
You're welcome. Okay. This is the end of this chapter. This Let's open a chapter. New chapter.
I'm opening a new.
Chapter. A new chapter.
A new book. Okay.
Okay. Speaking of writing people off, I think this is the perfect time to segue into our Fuck Fam Olympics.
Fuck Fam Olympics. Fuck Fam Let's Olympics. Go.
All right. For this episode, we are going to do, let's do red flags.
Okay.
Speaking of psychopaths, let's take a minute and a half to each write down all our red flags, and we're going to analyze them for each other.
Okay.
All right.
You're going to write in the secret red book.
This All right.
is my diary.
Nice, nice.
All right, so put the timer on.
So we're going to write down the red flags, like our deal breakers, basically. Red flags.
Red flags, deal breakers. And hold on. Let me put the stopwatch on. 3.
Okay.
2, 1. Let's go.
All right,
let's do it up. Okay.
All right.
You want me to use yours first?
Sure.
Okay. All right, let's see. Red flags and deal breakers for Kat.
All right.
Doesn't want to role play. Wait. I didn't expect that. Wait. Why is that? Which guy wouldn't want to role play? I think everyone would want to role play, right?
Well, some guys that are like kind of more conservative in bed, like they don't.
I'm sure you could always persuade them to role play.
If they don't let me call him daddy in bed, then that's a deal breaker.
Dude, I'm sure every guy would love that.
Yeah, but this is hypothetically, okay, right? Okay, hypothetically, okay. Like if he doesn't let me call him daddy in bed for one, that's just like we're done.
Okay.
There's no more future for us.
Okay.
That I have to have that.
Makes sense. Daddy. Isn't generous with time and money.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I would say that's a deal breaker.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I agree with that. Doesn't share his food. Major deal breaker. He must share his food.
He has to. Because like if he's stingy with his food, like if he doesn't want to give me like the last piece of his food, or if he, Jade, you motherfucker. There you go. If he doesn't want to share his food, then that just means he's going to be stingy with other things in his life, you know? Okay. Yeah. Cause like you can like, if you, you can always like, even if it's the last piece of food on your plate, you can always go buy more food.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. That just shows how he feels about you as a person.
Doesn't want to have sex when I want it.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
I feel like you should always be down to have sex, like physically. Always,
yeah.
I mean, like, unless, like, I mean, like, unless it's like, I'm not like Asian Bimbo 69 where I'm like having to do it 47.
Oh, what is it? 47 times?
40 times a day, like 60 times in a day. You know,
that's a lot.
Like, I think like having sex once a day or like once every other day is like pretty reasonable. If he doesn't have the drive for that, then I don't know.
Okay. So. At least once or twice a day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Doesn't pay attention to me all the time. Okay. So he needs to pay attention to you or else it's red flags.
Well, that makes, okay. Well, that's a personal red flag.
Personal red flag.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Doesn't tie my shoes.
Dude, if you guys know me at all by now, it's that I need to get my shoes tied. Like, you have to fucking tie my shoes.
You have to.
That's
it. Part of the acts of service. It's written in the rule book.
It's written in the rule book.
Must tie shoes.
It has been written.
Must. Ultimate.
Yep.
Wow. I like it.
Is that it?
It's not as bad as I thought. Like, I thought it was going to be like really like savage, but this is like a very nice list. Like, you're being very like nice,
you know. I used to have higher, like I would have been able to fill up like a whole book of this.
Uh-huh.
But now my expectations
changed.
They've gotten a lot more realistic, I feel like, because I don't want to die alone. Like, I realize you can't build someone, you know. Like, I mean, you can build like the perfect guy, but he just probably doesn't exist. And if he does exist, he's probably already taken. So there has to be a little bit of compromise, but you still have to have your own, like, you have to stick to your own standards and create your own boundaries. So there's like, I think there's like a happy medium that can be made.
Happy medium. Okay.
Yeah.
Mine is a little, maybe a bit a little different. Mine's a little bit different.
All right. Red flags. When their friends are bad boys or fuck boys. Okay. That is a red flag.
Because you hang with people like yourself, I think.
But I will say this. In every like bad boy and fuck boy group, there is always a soft boy. So he might be the token soft boy.
I don't know.
It's true. It's like a boy band, Jade. Okay. Most of them are probably going to be fuck boys, but then there's probably also like the soft boy, and then there's probably also like maybe like a gay one, right? Like the Lance Bass, you know, the NSYNC.
But that was like very fake. It was like a group, you know, it was like a fake group. But in like real life, I feel like people hang with
like all the bad boys hang out with
like-minded, like, you know, drug dealers hang out with drug dealers kind of thing.
Okay, that's reasonable.
Yeah.
Okay. When they don't pay for everything. I knew that we would have that one in common.
Let's go. Big red flag.
Big red flag. That's like the major.
Hit you.
That's the deal breaker. When they get.
Can't read my writing.
When they get something haircuts?
Well, yeah, when they get haircuts weekly. Big red flag.
When they get weekly, why
weekly
is that?
Haircuts?
Can you explain why?
Because that's when the guy gets a haircut every week. They're going on a new date. They're going on like a new first date because they want to impress a girl every week. So
maybe he wants to impress you, motherfucker. What if he wants to look good for you, Jade? And then you break up with this poor guy for just wanting to look presentable for you. Maybe he takes a lot of biotin supplements and his hair grows fast.
But weekly is a bit too much. I don't like guys. Normal guys get haircuts like twice a month.
Fine. Bi-weekly then.
Bi-weekly is okay. But if they get weekly, I just think that's like a major. I run away. I just run. No. They care about their looks too much.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Actually, I can see that. Like, you don't want someone that's like too vain, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I agree. I can see that. When their tattoos on their neck. And they dress too good. Popping bottles every day. Are these rap lyrics? Did you just turn into Drake? It's like, what the fuck? Popping bottles every day.
Popping bottles every day.
Okay, so let me decipher this. A red flag is when they have tattoos on their neck and they dress too good and they pop bottles every day.
Yes.
So basically,
sounds like a player.
The typical fuckboy,
yeah,
is a red flag.
Yeah.
No tattoos on their neck.
Not on their neck.
They can't dress too well.
They can't dress too well.
But like, don't you want to be attracted to them?
No, but like, if they have like poor fashion sense, don't you want to like dress them a bit? Like, don't you want to be the one?
Oh, so you would be okay with dressing them, but they can't themselves bring fashion sense to the table.
Yes.
Okay. So you want
to... They're too powerful by that time.
So you want to style them and then make them so they look good so they run away with somebody else? So you want to prep them for being a fuckboy and then just have them fall in love with someone else?
No, I'll just like keep them inside my home and trap them in my home. So they won't go out. So no one will see their cute ass outfit. It's just in my closet.
What the fuck, Jade? You're a fucking psychopath too. You're a psychopath. All right.
Trap his ass.
Jade, all these red flags, but I would say that you are a fucking red flag.
We'll see. We'll see.
You're a big ass red flag yourself. All right. Very interesting.
Yeah.
I love you, Jade.
And there's something new every day.
Yep.
Wow.
Cool. All right, guys. That's all the time we have today. Next week, we'll be back for episode 12. Maybe we'll do like a Thanksgiving episode. Anal episode?
Anal episode. We talk about Kat's anal experience she might have in the coming weeks.
Hey. All right, fuck fam.
Tune in.
See you next time.
Bye, fuck fam.
Bye.